If you've done the tri-brain process with me, just like to invite you to put yourself back into the place of standing there as your limbic brain, as your inner elder, as your feeling part, your heart, standing, watching your cortex, your rational brain, trying to plan things, trying to serve you, trying to organize and be clear, and your brainstem, your reptilian, your primitive, basic animal part that's got all this energy and is just longing to be free so the energy can move, and really needing to be safe. Just remember, if you can, what it felt like watching them trying to get on while you stood back, trying to get on without you, the wise part, the inner guidance, the heart. And what a hard time they were having. Just remember that. How communication between them was really difficult. So the cortex was a bit like a strict or a lost inner parent, and the reptilian was a little bit like a wild, tantrumy inner child or inner teenager, wanting what it wants, not listening to the disconnected guidance from the inner parent. And then just bring yourself into this moment now, again, feeling gravity, feeling the effect of gravity on your body, where you can feel the weight of your body and against whatever surface the weight's going through, just letting that weight drop a little bit. And reconnecting with your breath and the effortlessness of breathing and the ease of breathing, at least when we're well. And the movement and the change of that cycling in breath turning into out breath, turning into in breath. And just however disturbed you are, however tight or contracted you are, don't worry. Just kindly give your attention to the simple ease of breathing and the movement in the breathing that's available right now. And maybe let your breath naturally deepen as you give it your attention, without ignoring or trying to open any contracted feeling anywhere in your mind or in your emotion or in your sensation. And just breathing with awareness and seeing yourself as if in front of these two other parts of your brain which need you to step back in for cooperation to be able to take place between the three parts, for a sense of alignment, for the experience of alignment to happen. You need to step back in. You don't need to be different in any way. It's more like you just need to remember and have the confidence and the perspective so that you're not drawn either into the cortex part or the reptilian part, but you can hold them, support them, and let them support you. And there are challenges, there will be challenges, there will be moments when you really don't know what to do and your cortex wants to to know and you don't know. It's not clear yet. So from your limbic, you can be kind to your cortex about that and speak directly to that part that wants things sorted out, that measures things, that sees things in terms of right and wrong. You can be kind from your limbic place. And to your more primitive brain, who just wants to be safe, warm, well-fed, have nice things, you can also be generous and kind from this limbic place and understanding, and give kind, clear, loving limits. Kind limits. You can look after the aching body or the tired body from a kind place when you're standing in your limbic, as your limbic brain, as your own inner guidance. And if you've done the tri-brain process with me, maybe you can remember the words that came to you when you felt that you were standing, you were aligned, you were standing in your limbic at the end of the process, and the words that were given to you through touch and through the voice of the people supporting you, and that you breathed deep into your cells. Maybe you can remember all or some of those words, or if you can't, that doesn't matter. You can imagine now that you are safe, you are loved, you are held, you are free. You're not separate from life itself, that it's safe to feel what's here to feel, and that everything is changing, so that what might feel stuck isn't stuck, just needs the fluidity of breath brought back into it. So just consciously, deliberately choose to remind yourself of how it feels in your body when you're standing there, lying there, sitting there as your inner elder, your inner guidance, your inner shaman, your wise one. And let that be enough for now.